Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online. Thank you guys from Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for listening in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the broadcast. Or, and while listening live, you could press the number 1 on your keypad, and you can be on the air and give your comments or opinions. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, right now, let's look at today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is peculiar. Peculiar. P-E-C-U-L-I-A-R. Peculiar is an adjective, and it means characteristic of only one person, group, or thing, being distinctive. That's peculiar, okay? Peculiar is a word that people use all the time, and but you can grab it, put it in your vocabulary, that's what it means. Characteristic of only one person, group, or thing. Okay? So that's very peculiar. It's a characteristic of only one person, one group. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in today. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, right now is 72. Let's see. Wait a minute. It's updating. My weather is updating. Right now is 72 degrees, and we have a few thunderstorms or showers in the ATL. Right now it's 72 degrees. Today's high was 85. Low tonight we're looking at 63. Okay. Tomorrow we're looking at a high of 84, sunshine, low 58. Thursday, high 74, low 48. Friday, high 74, low 51. So here we go, right into the fall. The first day of fall was like last Friday or Thursday or something like that. So now you see where we're going to start to have, it's going to be sunshine, but it's not going to be as hot, okay? It's actually very mild, brisk weather, especially at night, going down to 48 degrees on Thursday night and only 51 on Friday night. So Friday night football game, you guys are going to have to have a sweater or sweatshirt or a jacket or something, you know, on Friday, because it's going to be 51 degrees on Friday night. So if you're going out to a high school football game or something like that, you guys need to make sure you're going to be warm, okay? I'd rather be warm than cold when I'm outside maybe watching a football game or something. I'd like to have some clothes on, man. I can't stand being cold, all right? So that's your weather for the next few days. Now, today's episode is entitled, What Do You Tell Your Kids About Driving and the Police? What do you tell your kids about driving and the police? So we're going to discuss, discuss the discussions that you're going to have with your kids about driving and what to do if they encounter the police. Okay. And again, the call in number is 818-301-5834. You can call in, press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to give your comments or opinions. All right? 818-301-5834. I came up with this topic because I was watching parts of the presidential debate that happened yesterday. I don't know if you guys watched it, you know, whatever, but I watched probably 80% of it. And they asked about the black community and what changes need to happen in the black community and with the bridging the gap between the black community and law enforcement. And, you know, I guess I'm thinking this. Because, you know, Hillary Clinton said that, you know, being a white American, you know, you can't understand what happens in the black community. You know, you have no idea what it's like to live in a black community, being white. And, you know, and Trump said, you know, driving while white is something that, you know, he's always done, or he did before he, you know, got to be where he is. And, you know, he doesn't know what it's like. So neither of these presidential candidates know what it's like to drive while black. And so, but they got an idea of what the solution should be to driving while black. And, you know, the solution for Hillary Clinton is to give these police officers more training, better training. And I believe that's got to happen. I believe when you bring in some police and new recruits to be policemen, and they're going through the academy, this has to be the biggest part right now of the academy. The biggest teaching part of the academy right now has to be. And you can't teach this stuff. You can't have only job training in the police. You can't. You know, you can give them situations and give them blanks and all this stuff in their guns and all this. But until they get out there in the real world and get into real situations on the job, you know, who knows how they're going to react. But as far as, you know, what do you tell your kids when they encounter the police while driving? If you're driving and maybe you get pulled over for speeding, I mean, for me, all I can say is, and you might have a different thing, something different to tell your kids. You don't have to be this way. This is my opinion. This is what I think. Okay, I think you should. I think that kids should be told to respect the police. Of course, respect the police. Respect the police because you want the police to respect you. Okay? Now, you getting pulled over by the police and he gets behind you with his blue lights on, you got to pull over. okay? No two ways about it. You have to pull over. Or if he's, you know, behind you and he's going to a call, you got to pull over and let him by, right? That's etiquette of emergency vehicles, right? But if he's behind you, pulling you over for speeding or running a stop sign or a stoplight or something like that, you have to stop and be respectful to the police. Now, when the police stop you, you got to have the, you know, the consciousness to go ahead, grab your license and your insurance. And when he comes to the car, hand him your license and your insurance. You know, if he says, hey, you were going 50 and a 30 or whatever, whatever, that's fine, sir. Okay. Here's my license and my insurance. And leave it at that. There are so many people, and I know one of the guys that works with me, he gets stopped a lot on the highway because he's speeding. Okay? He gets stopped a lot on the highway. He's had multiple tickets for speeding. And when the police pulled him over, he told us this himself. He asking the police, man, why you pulling me over? Man, you only pulling me over because I'm black. You saw I was black when the car went by. You only pulling me over because I'm black. Man, what's wrong with you? I wasn't speeding this and that, yada, yada, yada. Mouth just running. Okay? That's not the ideal thing to do when the police pull you over. And the ideal thing to do is just give him your license and your insurance. I'd rather my kids get a ticket and we pay it $500, $1,000 or whatever than to get into an altercation with the police, you know, possibly go to jail, car impounded. And then it's going to cost a lot more than that ticket to get your car out of impoundment, to get you out of jail, then to go back to court, still have to pay the ticket fine. You're still going to have to pay it. And then you're going to have to pay the fine for going to jail. There's so much money involved when you go to jail. When you get stopped by the police and go to jail, you were only stopped for driving too fast. That's what you were stopped for. Let the man give you the ticket and go. No mouth needs to be, you don't need to give him any lip. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. He give you the ticket. Thank you, sir. Have a good day, sir. You're gone. That's the way it should be. And he shouldn't come to you and say, you know, be disrespectful. And believe me, I don't condone what happened with this girl in Texas, this Sarah Bland, when she got when she died in the hands of the police. I don't condone what happened with her with the police and how they treated her. All I can say is, with her, he asked her to put the cigarette out. Okay. Reach in my ashtray, toop, 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 put the cigarette out. What else, sir? You can't cause an altercation with the police under no circumstances, because they have you by the tail, literally. They have you by the tail right now. So don't cause any altercation with the police. Take your ticket, tell them thank you, and have a good day, and you leave the scene and go home. You have nothing to say to the police. If he prods you about doing this or doing that, hey, I don't have anything to say to the police. If he asking you to, you know, if he want to search your car, no, sir, you can't search my car. Why do you want to search my car? You don't have to let them search your car. If they don't take the time to go get a warrant and all this, have a warrant brought out to search your car, and you know that you're clean, hey, do your thing, man. Go ahead and search the car. But you don't agree to let them search your car. Like, no, man, you can't search my car. What probable cause do you have to search my car? You pulled me over because I was speeding. Give me my ticket. Let me go. Okay? So take your ticket and move on. And you know, and don't be disrespectful if they're not disrespectful to you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We're talking about, what do you tell your kids about driving and the police? Because, you know, and that's what I want to get over to my kids. I got a daughter now who's coming in, and she's ready to start driving. She's got a learner's permit, and she thinks she's ready to, you know, to hit the highway. That's not all it is, okay? You can learn how to drive on these streets or whatever, but, you know, you got to get through it all. You know, and to be out there, and you just now got your license, you're just now getting on the roads, and you encounter the police, you're not going to know what to do unless you've been told by your parents what to do. Okay. And that's what you should do. You should sit down and talk to your kids. If your kids are driving, sit down and talk to them before they get out there on the road. Sit down and talk to them and tell them how to handle the police. Teach that. And take that yourself and stay conscious of that yourself when you get stopped by the police. Because you see it on the news all the time. There's so much happening now in the world of the police. The police are shooting people and shooting mainly people for no reason. For no reason. And so that means that you have to be extra, extra careful. You don't know what kind of day this guy's had. You don't know. He doesn't know what kind of day you've had. But you have to bring yourself to a level where you can stay respectful at all times. Because if something happens, okay, say something happens between y'all and someone gets hurt, then hopefully, he had his video cam going, or someone's video cam was going, and they can hear what was said and all this stuff between y'all. And if you're being respectful, police, while y'all are exchanging conversation, what's gonna be on that video camera when they take a look at it, if some kind of altercation jumps off? It's going to be on there that you were respectful to the police, he got disrespectful to you, and things happened. Okay? That should go in your favor. But if you're disrespectful to the police and he gets disrespectful to you, remember, He's in charge now because he's pulled you over. Now you're in his, you're really like you're in his custody. He's just not taking you to jail right now, But you're in his custody. Once you pull over, you're in his custody. Now, if you pull off and leave, you're going to jail when he catches you. So you're in his custody right now. So be respectful, because you want him to be respectful to you. Guys, remember that when things happen, it's because someone gets upset and someone gets out of hand. That's when something happens. Cam, you know, you're thinking that the police should be there to help you. Okay? They're supposed to be there to protect and to serve. Serve and protect. Not kill, not harm us. Serve and protect. But you have to be, you have to do your part. Okay? And I wanted to say that because there's so many people who don't think that way. But if there are so many people who've been hurt because they didn't think that way. But I want you guys, anyone who's listening to my shows, to think that, man, I got to do things right. You may have a family back home. You may have small kids. You may have adult kids, whatever. But you got a family back home. You want to get back to that family. So you have to do things right. Think of your family when you're out there and the police stop you and you get, you know, disorderly. Think of your family. I want you guys to be conscious of that, because I want you to make it to where you want to be in life. I know you're not where you want to be in life. You feel like there's, I feel this way too. I feel like there's something a lot more for me in my life that I have to get to. So if you feel like that, then that's a part of life. I think anyone who drives gonna get stopped by the police for whatever reason. In your life, you're going to get stopped by the police. But if, you know, when you do, you have to be conscious of that. Okay? Stay respectful. Do the right thing and get back home. Because you want to spend as much time as you can with your kids, your family. Or if it's one of your kids, telling your kids this, your kid want to get back to you, and you want your kid to get back to you, just the same as they want their mom or their dad to get back to them. So do that. Be conscious of that. If you ever get stopped by the police, all right. And I think that's about all the time I have in the show, and my voice is starting to leave me. It seems like, I don't know why, but it is. And so I guess I better shut it down. I guess I need some water or something. I didn't have any water with me today while I'm doing the show. But again, guys, please take heed to that. Grab a hold of what I said and just add that to whatever you're doing. I'm not saying change what you're doing, how you are, anything like that, because you are who you are. But if you think about maybe some things that I said, maybe it's one thing in there that will help you down the road if you get stopped by the police again. All right? So, again, guys, take care of yourselves. I'm going to get out of here. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. See you.
That's me.
Rolling with your nigga, Nate. You know these niggas straight bang. Big J.
biggest baller of all. I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine the girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies, all Arabian with two or three wives, two or three houses to hide, 10 cars parked outside, and they all got bodies this wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tides, four bedroom duplex in the sky, nickname lottery cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning like the six moonwalking. Shit, I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering. I'm so frozen and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down five, I've already down five. Only around my blocks on the weekend. All we do is chase bad, all we do is chase bad. Ask me the weed is the crime. If I stop, then I just say no. Then I just say no. Three girls a day, that's my limit. Out of control.
Now whether you like me or not, whenever I drop, you know I give you number one hits, platinum hot. It's so much clarity in my rocks, I'm thinking like it's gotta be somebody greater. Maybe it's not, cause I flow for those who get that dough. Hits for every chick with a size C tit.